Good evening, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this first Sunday of the year as we celebrate the holy name of our Lord, Year A. Our readings today, Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 to 27, Psalm 8, Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 4, verses 4 to 7, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 15 to 21. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace because His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us, and we travel in faith, for His Spirit is with us. Amen. Majesty, majesty, majesty. Lord, we adore you and proclaim your majesty. Holy, holy, holy. Lord, we adore you and worship you in your holiness. Glory, glory, glory. Lord, we adore you and celebrate your glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Lord, we adore you for all that you are and all that you will be. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Amen. Lord, as the wise of every age have done, we come to worship you. As those seeking truth come to you. So we have come to open our minds that we may learn of you. As those who long for life come to you. So we have come to open our lives to your presence. As those who long for meaning, peace, and love come to you. So we open our hearts to receive your grace and to give you glory. We pray for ourselves that we may come to you, the one who first came to us. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 77. O come, all ye faithful. We pray the collect for the first Sunday after Christmas Day, followed by the collect for the Holy Name, and then our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have poured upon us the new light of your incarnate word. Grant that this light, enkindled in our hearts, may shine forth in our lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Collect for the Holy Name. Eternal Father, you gave to your incarnate Son the holy name of Jesus to be the sign of our salvation. Plant in every heart, we pray, the love of him who is the Savior of the world, our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Father, Let Me Dedicate. Father, Let Me Dedicate. The giving of gifts is a long-standing, universal tradition associated with Christmas. That is not surprising, because at Christmas, God gave us the gift of God's Son. Paul, in his letter to the Galatians, states, But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God. Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. The gift of Jesus made us God's children by adoption and grace. We therefore have the privilege of calling God Father. When the angel Gabriel appeared to the Virgin Mary to tell her that she would be the mother of Jesus, the angel identified the fact that Jesus would reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Luke chapter 1, verse 33. The gift of Jesus provided all of humankind with the opportunity to be a part of the kingdom of God, a kingdom not of this world, a kingdom with standards set by Jesus, standards higher and more challenging than those of the world. Jesus called us to a righteousness exceeding that of the scribes and Pharisees, a righteousness based on love for God and for each other. Jesus calls us to be his disciples. He provides us with conditions for this challenge. He told his disciples, If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 and 25. So we see the gift of Jesus multiplying. Note that Jesus in his earthly ministry demonstrated God's love for God's people. Jesus preached, he taught, he healed. He gave his disciples demonstrations of God's love as he exercised God's power. He fed 5,000 with 3 loaves and 2 fish. He calmed the storm. He walked on water. Jesus identifies himself with the people. He explains his various roles, which together demonstrate the way God interacts with God's people. Jesus stated, without fear of contradiction, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the gate. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I am the true vine. However, the gift that was Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice and gave his life that we might be redeemed from sin and death. The hymn writer states, he died that we might be forgiven. As the Lamb of God, Jesus gave his life to usher in the new covenant. I will be your God, and you will be my people. A covenant sealed by the blood of Jesus, the Son of God, himself. God raised Jesus from the dead to give us the assurance that Jesus is indeed the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Jesus fulfilled his purpose as he gave up his divine nature to become fully human. As he completed his task of redemption of the world, Jesus promised to send the Advocate, the gift of the Holy Spirit, to lead us into all truth, to remind us of those things that he taught. So the gift multiplies. In the fulfillment of Jesus' promise, the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples, empowering them to be witnesses for Christ, beginning in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. The gift of the Holy Spirit, an extension of the gift of the Christ child, has endowed us with spiritual gifts, which we are required to use for the building up of the body of Christ and for the good of all people. We have received a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. God with us now. So the question is, how should we respond to God's gifts, which Paul affirms will not be taken away from us? In Romans chapter 11, verse 29, Paul states, for the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. We have been the recipients of God's special gifts. How do we show our appreciation and thanks to God? By trying to determine God's will for us and using the gifts that God has given us to do God's will. Let us therefore give thanks to God for the blessings of the year 2022. And let us dedicate the new year 2023 that God has given us to serving God. We have been called to make disciples of all nations. Let us, by word and action, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, so live that we will influence others to come to know and follow Jesus. They will know we are Christians by our love. So we are called to live by love. The love that we will receive as we acknowledge and open ourselves to the presence of the Holy Spirit. Let us dedicate this year to being true disciples of Christ, denying ourselves, taking up our cross, and following Jesus. Following Jesus by living a life of loving service to God, by serving God's people. The hymn writer Lawrence Tutiet speaks to us when he writes, "Father, let me dedicate all this year to Thee, in whatever worldly state Thou would have me be. Not from sorrow, pain, or care, freedom dare I claim. This alone shall be my prayer, glorify Thy name." Let us glorify God's name by seeking to determine God's will for us and having the strength and courage to do it, thereby fulfilling that petition that we pray, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Amen. Let us pray. Jesus, name above all name, incline your ears to our prayers. Jesus, Savior, at your name every knee should bow, and every tongue confess that you are Lord. At the beginning of a new year, we dedicate afresh our lives in your service. We place before you our hopes and dreams, our regrets and resolutions. Keep us faithful to the covenant of your grace. Jesus, name above all names, incline your ear to our prayer. Jesus, through your victory on the cross, we are adopted as heirs of your glory. We pray for the church, for Howard, our Archbishop, for Claude, our Bishop, and all who rejoice in your name. Refresh all who are baptized in your name to proclaim your love and announce your salvation. Jesus, name above all names, incline your ear to our prayer. Jesus, as you were circumcised into the covenant with Abraham, we pray for all who share a spiritual ancestry with Abraham and Sarah. Unite the peoples of the earth in a common humanity and keep before us the path of justice and peace. We pray for all governments and rulers. Jesus, name above all names, incline your ear to our prayer. Jesus, Redeemer and Lord of all, we pray for all who suffer in any way. We pray for children struggling for breath in the first days of their lives, for all who are anxious and fearful. Give us confidence to trust in you and your bountiful providence. Jesus, name above all names, incline your ear to our prayer. Jesus, whose blood was shed in circumcision in accordance with the law and on the cross for our redemption, we pray for all who have died. especially those who have died in the past year. Bring us at last to rise with you in glory. Jesus, name above all names, incline your ear to our prayer. As we celebrate your new creation, where saints are made perfect, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to your saving love. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 94, Father, let us dedicate this year. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. God of all time, who makes all things new, we bring before you the year that has passed, with its challenges, sorrows, joys, and successes, for life lived, for opportunities recognized and taken, for friendship and love known and shared. We thank you. Where we have fallen short, forgive us. Where we worried over what has passed, free us. As we begin a new year, where nothing is safe and certain except you, we ask for courage to do your will. We ask for wisdom to make the right choices. In the year ahead, O God, be our help and companion. Lead us as we journey onwards. Give us success. Give us togetherness, happiness, and joy. And above all, O God, give us your peace. Amen. And may Almighty God, who sent his Son to take our nature upon him, bless you in this holy season. Scatter the darkness of sin and brighten your heart with the light of his holiness. May God, who sent his angels to proclaim the glad news of the Savior's birth, fill you with joy and make you heralds of the gospel. May God, who in the Word made flesh, joined heaven to earth and earth to heaven, give you his peace and favor. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this year and always. And so we remind you that COVID-19 is still with us, and we have this flu that is going around, and so we ask that you continue to be safe. If you haven't been vaccinated, please do so. Wear your mask, wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. And wherever possible, keep your distance. Remember, when you wear your mask, it should cover your nose and mouth. And we pray that you will have a year where we all strive to do God's will, a year filled with hope, God's peace, and God's love. And we leave you with the very special O Holy Night, sung by Aled Jones and the 12-year-old Malachi M. Bayo. Oh.
Thank you.